Hello and welcome to the Black and Blue Bloodline. My name is Duke, and joining me today, as always, is my co-host, Fat Man Trey. How you doing, Trey?
I'm good. What's up? How you doing?
I'm good. It'll just be us two today. Auntie Mama won't be joining us, but that's okay. We are going to talk today about these past couple preseason games. We're going to focus mostly on the rookie quarterbacks, see what they did, and then if there are any standout players that you got, let me know. I got two of them. But we'll get to them later. But first quarterback I want to look at is Anthony Richardson. I thought he was okay. I didn't think he was great, but I didn't think he was terribly bad either. Nothing really to panic about other than that one interception. That was horrible. I think he'll learn from that. But
yeah. It just sailed on him. The ball just sailed on him. That's that type of throw there. He got to perfect it. Like you said, it take time.
I think that was just a panic throw.
If you look at the play, it was a receiver over top that was coming. That would if he get the ball online, he can catch the dude behind him could have caught that.
Yeah, but I don't think that was his target though, because it looked like he was trying to get the guy in front of him.
I'm not in his head, so I can't say who he was trying to throw to. But when I look at the play, I look at it thinking he was trying to get over top of the.
From the way the ball was thrown, it looks like that. Because at first I thought the other guy who was trying to throw it to the guy behind him. But then I looked at it again, and I'm like, no, that ball was a little bit closer to that first guy. It just went over his head because he threw it too hard. Yeah.
I think that whoever he was trying to get it, he'll get that throwing motion better.
But to me, that did look like he panicked on that because he got rushed. It wasn't horrible, but still, it's like it's just the way he threw it. It's like that's not it's like either take the sack or throw it out of bounds. Yeah. Don't throw it like that because now you got an interception, and you do that in a regular season game that could cost your team.
I will give him one thing I will say that I like. He was trying to show everybody that he's not a runner. I mean, that he's trying to be a passer, a more passer in the league. I didn't see many plays where he took off. It was where he's standing in the back in the pocket trying to dictate what's going on, trying to observe what's going on. I don't think he ran as much as everybody expected him to run.
Honestly, I think he should run a little bit more. Now, I don't think he needs to be like Cam Newton type where they're designing run plays for him outside of like goal line plays.
Yeah.
Because, he doesn't have to run a lot. But, I'll say with him is don't call any design run plays for him. But when you're standing in the pocket and you really can't find nobody to throw it to, but you see an open lane, go ahead and run. Even if you could wait a little bit, just run anyway.
I think that'll come with more as we get into the season. You know, especially you ain't trying to get hurt in preseason either.
No.
So
he don't need to be playing anymore because they just named him today as the starter. So if you already know he goes starter, don't play him.
Don't play him the next two games.
I forgot who their backups were, but. That just let them play. Is it Gardner Minshew?
Yeah, Gardner Minshew. Yeah.
Let Minshew Mania out there.
It's somebody else. Who is that other? He looked terrible out there. What was his name?
I want to say Jason Eason or Easton Stick, but one of them played for us.
That's what I was saying. Thinking the same thing. One of them played for us. I think Jason Easton played for us.
Who are we talking about? The Colts?
Yeah, the Colts. What is that? I'm trying to think of the other quarterback.
We're both just terribly wrong. What did it play for the Colts? Ellinger.
Sam Ellinger. Yeah. I forgot about him. They tried to start him last year over Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I remember that.
They
weren't good with either one of them, though. No,
at all. Ellinger looked at like he was just thrown into the fire.
Statistically, he doesn't look bad. I didn't watch the game. I only watched the Anthony Richardson part, really. His stats say 8 for 9, 72 yards. So Statistically, that's not bad. But I don't know what he looks like on the field. So,
I mean, to me, he looked like. See, I like to see my quarterback settled. Look like when he comes in, he's ready to run the show.
Well, this is their third string quarterback.
Yeah. Right. That's why I said he looked terrible. Stat lines tell a different story.
I mean, he's 24. I believe this is his second season. So. But he's probably going to be a career backup anyway. My boy Gardner Minshew, somebody need to get that man a starting job. 6 for 6, 72 yards. I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take that boy to the stat line I had that I was going to say. But go ahead, but yeah. I'll take that.
Right. We're going to move on to the next quarterback. We got Bryce Young. We're going to probably talk a little bit more about this one because, you know, we Panthers fans. But what I saw from Bryce, it wasn't bad. Honestly, all these quarterbacks, is like, I didn't feel like anything was bad, but nothing was great. Well, some quarterbacks I did feel like they were bad, but they're not on my list. But like Bryce Young, I didn't think it was – he looked comfortable out there. Like, did nothing amazing, though, but – I didn't see anything I needed to be worried about outside of the offensive line. They looked terrible. Block for that man, please. Yeah.
I mean, I'm optimistic. This is free. This is preseason. That's all I keep saying. But Bryce basically would be. I'm gonna be honest with you. He reminded me of Teddy 2 yards yesterday. I mean,
well, they didn't call. They were. They said they were generic with their play calling.
But. At least take a shot down the field. Now, it was a place when I seen somebody striking up the field. Now, at least one shot up the field.
I'm okay with it.
At least one.
They already played the Jets prior to that game. So, like, they saw all they needed to see during that. That's why I like the, what they call the joint practices. Because you don't have to put the starters in the preseason game. Because they see what they need to see during the joint practice. And then once it gets to preseason game, they ain't got to do too much. Just let your starters play maybe one drive, and then after that, you can sit them down, and then you let everybody else play and see what you have, see how much depth you got on your team. Next week, I would like to see him do a little bit more, maybe play a full quarter. Next, that might be a little bit too much.
But. No. We 3 weeks out from the season. I need you to get into rhythm.
Yeah, I mean one full quarter wouldn't hurt. Especially, I need to see the starting offensive line. Like, are they going to protect him? And they don't got to throw it too much, but I agree. I would like to see him take a shot downfield.
And I want another running back. I'm tired of Chuba Herbert.
Hate to do this because you know I don't like him.
Yeah.
But I have to defend him just a little bit. He was running a little bit tougher than he used to.
Okay, I will give you that. He had a little more physicality. But also, he can't stay on his feet.
I will say there was one play where I saw him. He got hit twice and he stayed up.
Yeah, he probably his noggin probably was like, "Whoa!" It was swimming. That's why he was still standing up.
I like the guy behind him better.
Blackshear.
Yeah. Blackshear and Brown, Spencer Brown.
Yeah,
I'd rather see them too.
I'm not too sold on Spencer yet. But I do like Blackshear. Back to Bryce real quick, though, for a second. Bryce can't go 4 for 6 for 21 yards.
Why? He only threw short passes.
But that's what I'm saying. You going back to Teddy. You acting like Teddy now.
Hold up. He's just throwing the balls based off of the plays that they call. I mean, the like receivers, I said, they could do a little bit of work and take it for a little bit more yards.
I understand that, but also, like I said, at least give me one shot down the field. Show me that you
don't call the plays. He don't call the plays.
But it was a place where the people going deep and he was just going short.
Maybe they told him not to throw it. They said just get the ball out of your hand as quick as possible. I don't mind that. That's the thing that I loved the offense in 2015 where, like, let's get big plays like with either Cam or Jay Stu on the ground or throw it deep to Ted again. I love those. But also, I feel like something that was that was missing was short plays like that. Like that, sometimes those can mean a lot more. Like sometimes short plays are bigger than the big plays.
I understand where you're coming from. I will say this. He showed toughness because he got hit a couple of times that I said, whoa, is he going to get up? Is he going to get up? And no shade to you, Bryce. You know, but when you're a smaller stature, you have, it's a possibility of injuries. So I'm hoping this line is doing what they're going to do, and I'm hope they're going to block for you. But I was very, I ain't going to say very impressed, but what you getting up, but I was understandably okay that you got up. Like, okay, he can take a little bit of a hit, like, but I still want you to throw that thing down the field. Give me something to jump around about. Y'all can't go out there and go 27-0. We can't get beat.
That was terrible. Put some points up.
Yeah, some type of points. And the crazy thing is what I'm about to say is Matt Corral looked like he had the dust on him. But he looked like if he can shake some of that rust off of him, he'll do better. I was upset about that.
I've been telling you for over a year now.
I'm not saying that he was.
I didn't say he was great.
But he played
as bad as some people would make it seem.
Yeah. He played better than I expected. He didn't play bad. He didn't play bad. We know that he's going to be on the team this year.
Honestly, I'd rather take him as our backup quarterback over Andy Dalton. I'm perfectly fine with Andy Dalton pretty much being a coach that's on the roster.
Nah, they're not going to. Well, I mean, with his deal, that's basically what he is.
But I don't think there's any need to ever play him. Like, if something happened to Bryce, let's play Matt Corral and see what he can do.
I'm going to be honest with you. The crazy thing is what I heard. I heard somebody told me this the other day. I think it was my brother. But he said that somebody told him that they were going to, that he feel like, they feel like, by the end of the year, Andy Dalton is going to be starting.
No. What would be the point of that?
They said
Bryce would have to be just so bad that you have to.
But that's what they saying, that they feel like. That's what his friend was telling him, that they feel like it's going to happen.
I feel like he just don't like the Panthers.
I said, nah. I don't know if he's a Panthers fan or not, but I just feel like that's a wild observation. Because I can see them letting the wheels fall off before they put
you draft him, you trade up from number 9 and draft him at number 1, you play him the whole way. Yeah. You better hope and pray he plays good.
Yeah.
The only way you bench him is if he gets injured. Otherwise, Andy Dalton doesn't need to even smell the field. Yeah. But
this is the other thing, like, I'm optimistic about. I mean, not that I'm optimistic that he's not gonna play. You have to also think about certain stuff. Even though Andy Dalton came here on a team friendly deal, 2 years, I think $5 million or something like that, $4 million, something like that. It's a small deal. I think because him and Andy Dalton and Frank Wright has a certain type of relationship. So, and like they've said this before, he's tried to play for him several times. So who's to say that the wheels fall off and they say, nah, we're not gonna go to Andy? So that's why I'd be like, I'm not saying that it's gonna happen, but it is a possibility.
It could, but I don't see it ever happening. But before we move off the Panthers, I want to talk about this defense. Although they did allow 27 points, I'm going to defend them because it's hard to not allow 27 points when your offense can't put up any points, and I think our defense actually looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Dante Jackson, nice pass breakup. I'm confident in him. Well, yeah, I'm confident in him. Well, he looks like he's gotten better. Just got to stay healthy. Same with J.C. Horn. Did Von Bell and Xavier Woods play?
I didn't see them play, but I did see somebody make a breakup that I didn't think would make a breakup. make a pass break up. Who? CJ Henderson. He showed up.
He played?
Showed up. Yep.
I didn't know he played.
Made a break up. Made a pass break up. I think he was with the...
I didn't even see it.
Yeah, I think he was with the second or third team. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't major. But I seen you out there, CJ. So hopefully you're working on yourself.
You know, I don't like him, so
I know. Him off the I team. Know, but I still say I hope he's always out there doing what he's doing. You know, Keith Taylor's doing a lot of talk like he's going to do something this year.
He's a backup, so I'm not worried about him. I know a lot of people are mad at him because of that game against Tampa last year, but he shouldn't have been started. He shouldn't have been put in that situation. That's like a Benay Benwickery situation. Like, he shouldn't have been covering Julio Jones. Keith Taylor shouldn't have been covering.
by shade with the Benwickery thing is, we're going to just say Benay. With Benay, the problem with him is, you're right, he shouldn't have been covering Julio Jones. But at the same time, he was productive. I understand that.
He wasn't a bad... Like, before that game, I never saw him as a bad cornerback.
And before that game, who would have knew?
Like,
who
would have knew? I liked him. It was just... You shouldn't have lined him up against Julio Jones. Like, Ron terrible. Rivera, that was on you. Like, James Bradbury...
No, that was Sean McDermott.
Ron Rivera has control. He's but the head coach. But that's
the defensive coordinator.
And Ron Rivera was a defensive guy. He could take over play calling and all of that if he want to.
I understand, but when you're the coordinator, your team used to tell everybody it's
bullshit. I blame Sean McDermott at the start of it. But once Ron Rivera saw it's become an issue,
okay, I'll give you that.
That's when you say, all right, Sean, I'm taking over. He's got to come out of the game.
Yeah.
Like, you drafted James Bradbury, but he was injured that game. And you had Daryl Worley. Now, Daryl Worley, I actually thought his first 2 years was actually pretty good. He played better when he was with the Raiders.
Yeah.
But I didn't think his first 2 years was as bad as most people would make it seem. But I would prefer him on Julio before. Yeah. I would put him on Julio before I put Luke on Julio.
Yeah.
So, like, just putting Benay Benwickery back there was just not a good idea.
Daryl, I ain't gonna lie. Daryl, out of those... I mean, sample size, I'm going to say sample size of the whole career of it. I thought Daryl Worley was the best corner out of all that we drafted. The problem was, I mean, now we're seeing that Bradbury had a better outcome. But at first, Daryl Worley came from West Virginia. I think it was West Virginia. Wherever he played in college, he was like, he made plays. You knew he was there. So I was like, okay, yeah. But
I think that's the difference between him and James Bradbury. I've always thought James Bradbury was better in coverage. But like you said, playmaking, I thought Worley was a better playmaker. Like, we saw more in it. I remember 2017, I believe he had more interceptions than him. I'm not sure about 2016. Yeah. I have to go back and look. But I remember more big plays from Daryl Worley.
Yeah.
He's much better tackler, or much better physical player. So, but I preferred him to play. I thought they should have put him at nickelback. Instead of bringing... I liked Captain Munderland, but instead of bringing him back, they should have just put Daryl Worley at nickelback and got a different corner. Because I thought Daryl Worley would have been made a much better nickelback than he would an outside corner.
No disrespect to Cap. You know, you was a passer through and through.
Yeah.
You left
Except
and came.
That one time when he went to the Vikings.
Yeah, I was about to say, you left and came back. But sometimes I feel like what I said, no shade, no disrespect. I feel like Captain was one of those players, and at the beginning, he overstayed as well. He was not as good as we wanted him to be. But then he came up, and then we was like, oh, Cap, this Cap back, okay, he good. But yeah, Daryl really should have been in that position.
Yeah. But back on top.
Yeah, back on top. Yeah.
The 2023 Carolina Panthers, I think their defense is gonna be pretty good this year.
Yeah.
With this game, like, people need to stop overreacting. I've seen a lot of people who are like, oh, yeah, the Panthers are going to be horrible this year because of that game. But, like, you got to realize who they're playing, too. Like, the Jets, last year, they were a pretty good team. Now, their record didn't say so, but they were a pretty good team. This year, I feel like they have gotten better, and they have depth. So they got really good starters, but their backups are also pretty good. Not starting caliber, but they're still pretty good. Some of them might be able to start, but like they have pretty good backups. So the Jets are just throwing through a good team, and they played a team that I'd say that's probably one level under them. So, and when you're playing in a preseason game, it's going to look like that. Yeah. So,
stop overreacting. I just don't like that goose egg on the board. Yeah, that's, I did not like that.
Put up some, at least a field goal.
Yeah, yeah.
But
do something like, don't go home with the zero. It just.
Yeah. Now, I'm still got to get used to this 3-4. Like, I understand it. Like, I can clearly see it. Like, it's pretty, I know what a 3-4 look like and everything. I can tell when a team is in 3-4. It's just, it looks so weird to me. Like, and then,
especially with the Palace, we've been 4-3 forever.
As long as I've been watching football, they've been, even the year that they said they was going to play 3-4, they played 4-3. It was like, y'all straight up lied. Like,
we're going to put some 3-4 packages in there. Even Luke came out and lied to us. Yeah, we've been putting new 3-4 defense in there.
Luke but probably cussed him out when he said that, like, bro, we're not doing that.
Like, what you mean? I'm the only one in the middle. I'm the only one sitting here in the middle.
This is not how we play. But
yeah, that 3-4 is weird because I'd be sitting there looking at it like.
I just hate it. The only thing I hate is like, at times they'll switch how many guys are down. Like, because some plays it'd be two stand up guys, and then other plays it'd be three guys that are down and one stand up. And that sometimes that'll confuse me because then I'm like, hold up, who is who and where are they on the field? But I can, I mean, I'll eventually catch on to it, but I'm just not the biggest fan. And I'm still gonna be worried about the run game because 3-4 is not built to stop the run; it's built to stop the pass. So
true, but I think that we're gonna. I think we got the players to we got the personnel to keep it even, to keep it balanced.
That I do like because I think one of the best things about the 2015. Like, I love going back to that team. This is my favorite Panthers team. And I think, like,
best what?
That team, I don't even think that team necessarily had the best players. But I think what made them great is that they played great together. And I think that's what's going to happen with this defense this year. They're going to be able to play great together. I'm not a fan of certain guys on this defense. But I do recognize that they're not terrible players.
Goodbye.
He ain't starting. I was talking about Jeremy Chin. but he's not a terrible player, and they're putting him in the position that he needs to be playing anyway. So, and I just think this is going to be a collective effort. I hope that's what it is, because I hated how these past, 2.5 years, how it looked like guys was just out there and run. This past game, like, everybody was getting to the ball, whether it was a run or catch. Yeah. Every single time, it was like they were swarming to the ball. It's been so long since I've seen the Panthers do that. So that's something that's exciting me about this defense. Hey, y'all, Auntie Mama's here.
Hi, how are y'all? We looked good, though. Cowboys look good. We only lost by 5. We made some mistakes, so our offense got to get themselves together. Because our defense, they got 28 points.
I will say, because this is one of the players I was going to bring up, Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah.
He looks really good.
Yeah. I mean, especially when you play with your dad, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, his dad is a coach.
Oh, okay.
So I'm for a person that's not a Cowboys fan, I'm kind of excited to see more Deuce Vaughn. So.
I had to check out the game to see how we was looking, and we look for them to be our second and third screen. We look all right.
Yeah.
For real though.
Not too bad. Not too shabby for the Cowboys.
Yeah, for our, you know, peewees, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all got to get another backup quarterback, though.
We do, because I don't know who he is.
Cooper Rush would look like, he was just beating the...
Shit. That's what he looked like, shit.
They need to play Dak in the preseason. I want to see him play next week.
No, we're not playing.
At least one quarter.
No, we're not playing our jewel now.
I don't think, yo,
I just want to see, is he going to clean up them interceptions?
That was last year. There you go with that last year shit, dude.
Yeah, he got to clean up from what we saw last year. I just want to see if he going to clean him up. That's all I said. CJ Stroud, he didn't look very good. He honestly looking like Davis Mills is the one that needs to be starting for them, because he didn't look very good. Nothing really to be excited about. I wouldn't say he looked terrible, just to the point where it's like never play him again, but he didn't look great either. He barely looked like he was prepared to be out there. So.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the one that starts in the middle of the season.
Probably what's going to happen,
because David Mills was hitting those. He was hitting pretty good. I mean, CJ looked like he was overwhelmed at the moment.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna say he looked scared, but he looked overwhelmed. I don't know. He just looked like the spotlight was a lot for him that day. But also, I feel like. He's still learning the team, so I'm gonna give him a pass on this week. But I think that, like you said, Davis Mills looked a lot better than he did.
They got Case Keenum on their roster. He's a pretty old quarterback, but I think he probably needs another veteran quarterback, like someone out of a notable name that could help him. He outshined him.
He's very low smoking.
Cam Newton would instantly go in there and take over the starting job.
But that's one of the reasons why I knew that they wasn't going to bring Cam to Carolina. Can bring him back this year.
Yeah.
Because
we still love Cam too much. We'd be like, yeah, forget Bryce. Put Cam in. We like you, but we love Cam more. So,
I asked Cam a question on what's name on. I said if Bryce wanted to wear one, would you let him wear one? He never responded to my question, but I wanted to know. Like,
he better not ever put that number on.
We can't give Bryce a number one, and then Bryce come out there. We used to a 6'5" number one, right. 260 pounds coming out there. 240 coming out there ready to throw the ball.
I don't care if they never retire Julius Peppers' number. I don't care if they never retire Steve Smith's number. Don't nobody ever touch Cam Newton's number.
Yeah.
He's number one.
Yeah. You seen when Stephon Gilmore come talking about, you know, he's fam, but he come talking about he wanted that number one. They was like, "Nah, we're gonna hold off on that.
First of all, we would ride it. Charlotte would not have accepted that. We were still in our
Patriot.
We're still in our feelings now. Like, don't
a Patriot
that.
Coming to take his number, like
never. Don't you?
This was just the road. This was just a truck stop for you. This wasn't even a
that part. No, you can't wear number one.
No, hell no.
We wouldn't even let Luke come in and wear number one. Luke
I don't even think we got number one on the team right now.
We don't. Cam Newton's the last player to wear number one for the Panthers. He's our one and only.
Yeah.
All right.
We take Cam over all. But CJ would be a better. I think if CJ was more upbeat, then Cam could go in there with him. But Cam would take a
clash of personalities.
Huh?
Then you'll just get clashing personalities.
No, I'm not saying like where they're both arrogant at each other. I'm just saying like a person that know your space, so you're not worried about Cam coming in here. With that, if Cam came in at this moment, and with the person that we know CJ is, and we've watched him. In the game, he'll digress. But if he was a person that had a personality like, let's say, who I can think of real quick,
Aaron Rodgers,
he got a big personality too. But he ain't coming. He come in. Yeah, he know his place. If Cam come there, he'll be like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, Cam is my backup, but Cam also got a personality like I got.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't expect much from, like, I'm not going to expect anything of him really until next year. So it wouldn't be the worst thing, but I mean, still probably not a good idea, but if they did bring Cam in, it wouldn't be the worst thing. He does need somebody older in there to help him learn the game. Because
Case Keenum only know for the Minneapolis Miracle.
Yeah. Well, he actually played really well that season.
He did, but I'm saying that's what he know for. Yeah. After that, he went off the deep end, and they brought Cousin in.
Yeah. We go move on to the next one. Well, the last ones. It's Will Levis and Malik Willis. I thought they both actually looked pretty good. Like, I think this is a Cam Newton and Mac Jones situation where they both pretty much look the same. It'll just... I don't know. They're probably going to end up going with Malik Willis. And then, like, I guess if he doesn't play good enough, they're like, all right, Will Levis is your chance. But it also could go the other way around. But I don't know. I mean, it honestly could go either way. They both played pretty good. They weren't great, but they weren't terrible either. I will say that interception at the end of the game was bad on Will Levis, but at the same time, it did just look like a whatever, the game is over. Yeah,
he just threw it up.
Yeah.
Well, you say they're going to say, you saying for the starter for the season, or?
Yeah, I think Malik Willis is probably going to end up getting the start for the season.
I think they're going to stick with Ryan Tannehill.
He's still on the team?
Yeah.
Never mind. I forgot. I didn't know he was still in AT.
Yeah, I think Ryan Tannehill is going to be starter. But that's why I was saying earlier that I think with them is going to be whoever will win. That's who's going to be number two.
They going to keep all three of them.
Yeah, they will keep all three.
Ryan Tannehill's
but they got they pick, they got longer. Another quarterback as well.
If I was them,
he probably was hot garbage because they ain't play him.
If I was them, I'd play Ryan Tannehill up until the trade deadline, try to get him to boost up his trade value, then trade him, and then Malik Willis or Will Levis is starting for the rest of the season.
It's hard to trade a quarterback in the middle of the season.
Not when it's Ryan Tannehill. You don't have to get another player for him.
But this is not the NBA where, you know, you can basically hold him and stockpile him like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get rid of it by trade deadline. These guys already have talks that been.
I mean, they can do that though.
But I doubt going to be a team.
By that point, there's going to be a team like, okay, I feel like I need a quarterback, and I think the Titans at this point they need to start preparing for their future. Like, they have a bright future ahead of them because they have a team. So, and you got two young quarterbacks. So why not go ahead and ship Brian Tannehill out of there, and then see what you got with the both of them, and try to build a team around them.
Yeah, but I doubt because Ryan's on his last year. Either he got 1 or 2 years left on his contract.
That makes it easier to trade him.
Nah,
not unless he's paying him a whole bunch of money.
Think about this. You let him play a contract out. Now that money's off your books, period. If you trade him, you still have to pay, but you don't have him no more.
Well, that depends on how much money the other team is willing to take.
Yeah, and if I think Ron Tannehill making like maybe like 20 or 30 a year now.
They can take that. That's like average for most starting quarterbacks.
You're right. Yeah, it is average, I'm one quarterback, I'm a quarterback away from where I want to be at. I'm not saying the Titans, I'm saying
the other team.
Whatever the other team is, like we vet away from making it. Like, and we won't run. You're not about to pay him, you're not trading for $30 million to put on your cap.
But they don't have to take the full 30.
Yeah, but
really it'll just be Because, I mean, there are other options, so better options, too. So, really, yeah. It'd just be the Titans trying to get rid of him. I mean, at least that's the way I'm viewing it, is like the Titans are trying to get rid of him, and then they end up going after a team, like, or trying to sell him to a team that is looking for a quarterback at that point.
Yeah.
Like, because imagine, like, Desmond Ridder, if he doesn't turn out to be anything this year, I think that'd be a great spot for them to,
Ryan Tannehill, go.
Yeah, go to Atlanta. That's a good vet to have for half a year.
Tap on his ass a little bit.
And then get you a good draft pick. Maybe you can get you, I shouldn't be hoping for good things for Atlanta. yeah, let's scratch that. I'm pretending like I didn't say that. I hope they go in 17. They play 17 games, right?
Yeah.
They'll still try to get used to it. But they, I'm going to hope they go 0-17 and they still pick the wrong guy. yeah, but that's all the quarterbacks I got. I said one of my players. I decided to call them my effort players of the week. I already said Deuce Vaughn. The other one I want to call out is Nathan Rourke of the Jacksonville Jaguars. That one pass play, that is automatically the best play of the year.
You thought that catch.
That's the best play of the year. And it's only preseason. That was amazing.
It was amazing.
Trevor Lawrence, you better watch out. Nathan Rourke looked like he wants your job.
That was a nice play. Nice catch. I got one person that I like that I did see that I was that I did not expect. I can't think of his name, but he's a rookie running back for the Chargers. He's number 42. Oh man, I'm drawing a black and blank right now.
Easton Stick played for the Chargers. Elijah Dotson. Six carries, 92 yards.
Yes.
Two touchdowns.
Play. I said, oh, he's not playing. He's not playing with him.
Okay.
But Easton Stick ain't gonna be there long. No disrespect.
Well, he's a backup.
I'm saying he's not gonna be there because they drafted Douglas.
Why did they draft him? You have your quarterback. What was the purpose? What's the point? I guess get a backup quarterback for cheap.
Yeah. And somebody that you think that you can mold in just in case.
But Easton Stick, like, first of all, Justin Herbert ain't going there. Keep Easton Stick. He's 27 years old, so he's a veteran now. And he's a pretty good backup.
But don't they got another vet on their backup? Another vet as a quarterback?
Only Easton Stick and Max Duggan were the only two that played.
Okay.
They might have somebody else, but I don't know. I don't understand that, but I guess whatever. I feel like I'm forgetting something. Anything else happen?
We saw Justin Houston.
We already talked about that.
We did.
Actually, one more thing. I would like to say to that family that claimed they adopted Michael Orr, screw you, okay? Y'all did it. That was so dirty. Making millions of dollars off his names and didn't give him a cent.
And then you didn't even legally adopt him.
Right.
Like he thought he was family and you just used his name. They did it right after he turned 18, so he didn't even know nothing about it.
And they're still getting residuals for that movie. He gets nothing.
Yeah.
Now, some people are trying to take Sandra Bullock's Oscar away for that movie. Leave Sandra Bullock alone. She's a
Sandra
great actor.
Played great.
She did her thing with that
movie. I love that movie.
She was great.
She didn't
do that. I don't love it anymore.
No, I still love that movie. But
my most favorite football. That was the only football movie I liked, but after that news came out, I can't in good faith support that movie anymore. But Sandra Bullock, she did her thing. So leave Sandra Bullock alone.
Man, listen. That's still one of my favorite movies. You can't... I'm talking about the movie. The other plot, it was a plot twist now. We found out the plot twist now.
Look, they didn't
get the sequel. Yeah, they got to bring out the sequel now. But we caught the plot twist now. But before that, that was a good performance throughout the whole movie. It was a great movie. It was a good storyline. We thought it was real. Yeah. Everybody thought it was real. But the Tunnies, they lied.
Yeah. Terrible people.
You told this man you was... I understand you did bring him into your house. But don't tell that man that you adopted him. And really what you was doing was get his name and image likeness.
Mm-hmm. And apparently they own Taco Bell. So I'm like...
Yeah.
You own a $1 billion company. I believe it's a $1 billion company. Gotta be.
And yeah. But he a franchise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But still, like, you making money.
Right, yeah.
Like, even I'm not saying you gotta give all that money to Michael Orr, but you gotta at least cut him in a deal. Like, give him something. This man didn't get none of it, and apparently he hasn't talked to them in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, I believe since that movie came out, he hasn't talked to them.
So, nah, they was, when we went to 2015, when he was with us, they was at the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. So, I guess maybe it's been since he retired, that's when he stopped talking to them.
Y'all some ooh. There's some people in this world that just I can't believe them. Like that was wrong. You told him that you was adopting him, had him sign the papers. Like you was adopting him. That's like me saying, yeah, I'm gonna give you this $1 million. Huh, sign this paper. But you'll wake up tomorrow after I sign these papers. Like what the fuck? Like that's crazy. How you do that to that man like that? Like he thought he had him a forever family. Like.
Well, I'm sure hopefully he's built his own family by now.
So. Yeah. Now I'm saying, but, you know, like, in that situation, he probably thought, like, I got a bed for pillar to post now. Like, I got a stable ground, and I'm going to take my kids back to their house, you know, let them see where I grew up at. And now, they took so much care of me. They loved me. They adopted me and everything. But that was a lie. Now you didn't tell this man. His whole story right now is just it shambles.
Look, and that just shows people, like, just because somebody raised you, just because they gave you clothes and put you in their house and whatever, that don't mean they love you.
Yeah.
Right? That's not the same as loving somebody. Anybody can do that. But that's not the same as loving you. So.
Yeah. That was definitely a slap in the face. And then for all the haters that say, why you just there? He said he just found this out earlier this year. So, like, it ain't like he held on to make himself relevant. No, he just found out, like. But, you know, that's a foul moment.
Yeah.
That's a foul moment. Like, I want to know how much money they made off of him.
I've heard the number, but I keep forgetting it. But I know they make millions. Like, yeah. They're still making millions.
Yeah. How is they making residual off the movie though?
I guess they signed a contract with the company. He did.
Oh, in his name, yeah. Because
I don't think they started making the movie until after he got into the NFL.
Yeah.
Because that's when there was like, I guess he didn't really care at that point. Yeah. He wasn't really paying attention to that. It was just like I'm getting money from the NFL, so I'm not really too worried about what they do in this movie, but I don't think he probably didn't know that they were making money like that off of it.
Yeah, he probably thought this was just a movie that Disney had came to them with or something. Dang, man. It went down a couple of notches on my belt, but it's still one of the favorites.
I mean, it's still the only football movie that I'll watch, but I'm just upset right now.
Yeah. I don't know how that's all. You gotta broaden your horizon with football movies, man.
I've seen multiple football movies. The reason I don't like them is like, and I'm not mad at the movie studios that make them, because I understand, like, it's hard to, it's not as easy to take football and put it in a movie and make it look realistic as it is to take basketball and put it in a movie and make it look realistic. Like, because when football, it's like, if you put it in a movie, you gotta stylize it to the point where it's like, that looks great, but this... Like, every person that really loves football and knows anything about football knows that would never happen, and that is not how football works.
Yeah. Like, I get what you said. It's too, sometimes it's too cinema.
Yeah. I get what you said. And I understand why they do it. I'm like, you want to make it look good, but football don't really look that good. Like, this is football. It don't look that good, never. Like, it's a lot of fun to watch, but it don't look that good when you put it in a movie. In basketball, all you have to do is really just record them playing a basketball game.
Yeah.
Only times you got to make it sent in cinema is when you want to see a game-winning shot or something. Outside of that, it's just like play basketball.
Yeah.
But with football, you can't just do that. And I'm like, because you can't just get actors and be like, hey, I need you to go play football and look good at it. Like, you can't just do that. So that's why I don't like football movies.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, I agree with you on that. Then sometimes it is too, like, staged or cinema, you know. But one of my favorite movies of all time is Little Rascals. I mean, I said Little Rascals. I mean, Little Giants.
I've never seen that one, actually.
Oh. Look.
I've heard a lot about
it. I hate the Cowboys. But that movie there, and John Madden was in the movie. That was a good movie. I mean, he wasn't the main star. He just made an appearance. Him and the Cowboys football team. But that's one of my favorite football movies. So
maybe I need to get that one to watch.
Little Giants.
You know, The Longest Yard. I think the football in that movie is still ridiculous, but it's funny.
That one
scene where Stone Cold ran the ball, and then he just I just find it so funny that people actually do stuff like that. And he ran the football. He was like, "That's how a white man runs the football." I just couldn't stop laughing when he said that.
Yeah.
Oh, and then this one dude, he's on Instagram. He posted it on his Instagram story, because apparently Nick Bosa is racist. I don't know much about it, but he posted that on his Instagram after they traded for Christian McCaffrey. He was like, "Yeah, this is what Nick Bosa is saying." But no, that scene was so funny. And then that part where they didn't block for him and got him killed.
Still to the one part that is, I think they broke it by nose. That part to me is funny.
All right, that'll do it for us today. My name is Duke.
I'm Fat Man Trey. As always, Tar Heel Nation, let's ride. Lakers Nation, let's ride.
It's ruining it every single time.
Boom.
Let's end it on a good note. Let's go, Duke.
Tar Heel Nation.
This is the Black and Blue Bloodline. Thanks for listening.
Let's ride.